I can't believe, like,
I need to dance with you, mommy.
Oh, I heard this song before.
You know this song?
Yeah. This must be an African pop hit.
It played in every club.
Let me see what the dude looked like.
He's actually not bad looking. It's Malika Berry.
Malika?
Or Malik Berry. I just want to dance with you, mommy.
Malik Berry.
Malik Berry. He's not bad looking. You got to wait. I just got to play this part. Hold on.
It definitely didn't pop up. And
no?
Oof, is it him?
Too much sauce, too much sauce, too much sauce, too much juice. When this played in the club, everybody was just like,
we're like, man.
No. So, hi guys, we are back with another episode of Horrible Decisions. The song that I just played was a Niger song. If you guys follow me on social network, I just got back from Nigeria. And what is so funny?
Because, like, when we were growing up, you used to be like, I'm mixed. And now you're all of a sudden just loud and African?
What?
I love, bitch.
I love going to the motherland, bitch. Mm-hmm. This was actually my second trip. Again, for you guys who don't know, I just got back this week from Nigeria. I was there for about 2 weeks. It was interesting to say, nonetheless, if you guys also know, I went to South Africa last year. What? Hold on, guys. Weezy is like,
I'm just saying, we didn't introduce ourselves.
Oh, well,
it's just, I have a lot of new people that are like, I just found you guys.
It doesn't matter, bro. At the end of the day, everyone knows who I am. You can introduce yourself when the fuck we get to you.
Do you think people know who you are, bitch?
Because I am who I am.
Fuck it.
Damn. Anyway,
I don't want to.
Let me finish. So last year I went to South Africa. And yeah, so I was just in Nigeria for 2 weeks. It was fun. It was exciting. I think Weezy missed me. She fucking FaceTime me every fucking day, but
bitch, I just wanted to see some like African as fuck shit in the background. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, and this is the thing. So for any of you guys who don't know, Nigeria is one of the countries in which you actually need a visa, to go to. And this isn't a visa that you could just buy at the airport. Like, you actually have to go to the embassy or get one on arrival, but you actually have to be invited by someone who lives there. So I'm going
there.
They
got all the rich men's though.
Oh my God. And see, that's another little, So I'll tell you guys. So when you go to Nigeria, so if, you know, there's all these stigmas about, you know, everyone thought I was there getting fucking dicked down by a huge African Mandingo dick. Everybody. I was actually there celebrating my homegirl's birthday.
A few people asked me that, like, what nigga flew out?
And I'm going to let, it's funny that even people who knew I was there with my friend were just convinced I was going to meet an African prince. And it's actually, no, bro, no Prince of Zamunda or none of that shit. So I actually go there, and at a lot of the clubs and the places where the bosses would be, they won't let you in unless you're with a guy already, because they'll assume that you're working, like you're a prostitute. And so even
for the loot, a prostitute. I have a shirt that says that.
So even like the VIP section, bro, if like you weren't with a guy, they weren't letting you in.
That's
so
crazy. That was, it was like that for me in Ibiza. Like, they felt like I wasn't like allowed to go in VIP. Even when dudes wanted to invite me in VIP,
they had to come and get you. And that's what it was for me. And bitch, you know me, VIP, is there a problem? Hello?
Because everybody knows you?
Oh, God, shut up. But no, it was fun. It was a lot. It was probably the most, I don't want to say the most third world country I've been to, because I have been to Philippines and Cambodia, which were pretty bad. But I had never been to a place where there were so many beggars. Like, and they were literally hustling. But like the children, we would be literally sitting at a light and there would be probably 8 kids at the window just with their hands like asking for money. Like, oh my God. I was there for 2 weeks and it was just a lot to take in. Not only that, because it's not a tourist place, bro, there was like nothing to fucking do. Like, all we did was club. I did go and see a Nigerian film. It's called Nollywood,
but
like Hollywood, which was cool. But there's nothing to fucking do there, bro. Like, there's nothing to do. And then,
were you in the biggest city?
I was in Lagos. Well, okay. Victoria Island.
It's not Lagos.
Lagos. I believe
Lagos.
I believe it's Lagos, bro.
I'm gonna let them come for you.
Let them come for me. I'm pretty sure it's Lagos. But I stayed in Lekki and we partied in Victoria Island. I was on the island part, not the mainland. It was cool though. It was cool. Got no dick, but bitch, as soon as a bitch got back, I sure did. bitch, I was waiting. Like, it was so bad while I was there. So I'm texting.
Bitch, I already know.
No, so the nigga who I ended up.
We were talking.
Girl. So I hopped on it as soon as I got off my flight. Well, got off my flight, went home, then went to him.
I have never, ever, after a 15-hour flight, I'm sorry, I need to,
I don't give a fuck. Bitch, I was gone for
Actually, I'm talking shit. That was a little long
Yeah. Okay. Hello. Let me shut my mouth. So listen, so as soon as I land, sorry, off Africa now, but as soon as I land, bitch, I had this nigga waiting. Mind you, we had been texting the whole time in Africa. At one point while I was in Africa, he even asked me like, ain't you an Africa bitch? Why you sexting me? Like, I guess he thought I was with a nigga. I said, listen, ain't nobody getting dick out here. You gonna talk dirty to me till I get to motherfucking New York. And so he was in town and it was just, it was great.
I'm so glad you had sex because I feel like I've been the only hoe of the show.
I feel like I'm in such a better mood when
bitch,
I have
sex. Well,
good
for you because I just got off the goddamn L train. Dude, it is such fucking trash. Anyway, so I was in Italy 3 weeks ago. We haven't recorded in a while because Mandy's been gone. So,
and then I'm going to Miami next week and then Orlando.
By the way, happy Pride Week in New York.
Yes.
I hope we see some of you guys at the march. So yeah, I was in Italy 3 weeks ago. Finally saw Loverboy and...
What?
I lost my ass virginity.
No, you didn't even tell me this. Were you saving this for the show?
No, I didn't tell you. I figured
But you,
you
didn't get into detail. Like, I didn't know. Like, we you may have said it.
For it by the last day.
Wait. How did you like it? Did you like anal sex?
I did.
Wait, you liked it?
But he was super gentle. So, anyway.
You have to be.
You know, I moved into my apartment and then literally the next day I'm flying to Italy. So I was like super stressed, but it's just that I already had that time off. Didn't want to take any more because I'm doing Tokyo.
Sorry. It's cool.
So yeah, I was super stressed on the plane, right? Because, you know, I'm looking fucked up as shit. And then, like, you know, when you have them 30 minutes like on the plane in that little fucking shitty bathroom to get like pretty, I came out with makeup on and heels and shit, and the person I went back to my seat and the guy was like, no, somebody else is sitting here. I was like, oh no, it's me.
Oh,
you might have seen Kelly and now I'm Beyonce.
Oh my god, shut the fuck up.
Anyway, it was a fucking amazing trip. It was a vacation for both of us. So like I arrive, his bags were lost and I thought he was going to be in a super bad mood, but
like I was, I got back from Africa and they lost my
luggage. But bitch, at least you lost it when you get home.
You right.
I felt so bad.
I would have died. You right.
I get in and he was waiting for me and I was like feeling super nervous. I couldn't even look him in the face. Cause you know, all you're doing is fucking texting and sending dick pics and you finally see somebody again. You're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
So I didn't really know what type of shit he was going to be on for this trip, right? Like, are we just, like, fucking all day or what's going on? But I felt like a fucking princess. We get there, and I'm like, oh, do you want me to get tickets for the water bus? He's like, no, we're taking a private water taxi to the fucking hotel. I was like, okay, yeah, I understand.
I know his euros is expensive.
So we get to the hotel, and we had two bottles of champagne, bro, like, fucking like crazy. We were so excited to see each other. I think literally when I arrived, he fucked me in the ass, which was crazy. I'm like, I could be wrong, but I was like, you know when you're talking about something so much, you want it so bad?
You want it? Yep. Like, I licked the fuck out of this nigga ass when I saw him. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Me too!
I gave him a massage and open sesame on that ass.
Dude, we got to the room and like, so we were together for about maybe an hour and a half before we fucked. And like, you know, we just looking at each other. He's taking pictures of me. I'm like flashing the fucking camera when we're on this fucking gondola on the way to the hotel. Just being like, you know, ratchet.
Of course.
And I was in Venice, by the way, in Italy. And so yeah, we get in the room and it's like this gorgeous fucking balcony, like these gold like columns.
I saw on Instagram.
So I'm like trying not to get in my feelings. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit was just like way too nice. I'm like, don't be ghetto. So we're on the balcony. We were like literally in the robes, just like sex face wet, just everything's gross, drinking champagne, having an amazing time. He gives me this fucking jewelry he got for me. Like, it was just like, I was super overwhelmed. We get to this Michelin restaurant. I love Michelin star restaurants, trying them out, seeing what they're like, and,
right,
you know, especially out of the country. And I just felt so fucking spoiled. And then I was like, bitch, scale it back and don't get used to this shit.
Mind you, don't scale it back because she did call me in her motherfucking feelings, guys.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck all the details. I want y'all to know she called me almost panicking.
Shut the fuck up!
No, I'm not going to shut the fuck up on this because we are going to discuss this.
Let me tell it for myself. Okay, let me get it out.
Okay. Okay,
so
but
that
I need
night,
you to say it right.
I'm going to say it. Let me get it out.
I would tell him if
all
you
right,
don't.
Let me tell you what happened. So we're at this restaurant. This is the moment when, like, I can feel his energy, and this is when I knew he, like, really missed me. Mm-hmm. He's touching me every 5 seconds, staring in my eyes, touching my face. He said something like, I haven't liked somebody this much in 10 years, blah, 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 blah. And it was, like, overwhelming. And then there's this moment where he's, like, we get back to the room after we're, like, we, like, fucking dipped our feet in this canal, and we're making out and doing this. And it's just, like, so fucking much, you know? And then he's, we're in the room. I don't know if I massaged his shoulders or something or what I did, but he looked at me and he said, why are you single?
Not that question.
And I was like,
it's so crazy because you get that question always from people where it's like, nigga, hello?
Yeah.
Make me unsingle.
Well, let me scale back for a second. First, when I heard the question, I'm right. like, I immediately started blaming myself, and I was like,
for what? What were you blaming yourself for?
I was picking things about me, right? Oh, I, you know, maybe because I'm bi, I don't know, because I can't decide what I want, I don't know, because I'm this, because I'm having fun, I didn't know what to say. And then as time and time and time and time went on, I was starting to think, like, I'm just a good partner now. I just didn't, I think I had great parts about me, but now I'm like a full woman. Now I have the great job and the personality and doing this and that. Or,
right.
you know, now I know how to listen more and I'm more caring and I'm generous. And I don't know. I think I've just become a different person and now people see it. And I was just thinking, like, women always blame themselves so much about why they're single. Oh, because blah, blah, blah. And finally, I was just like, I'm just single because I haven't met the right person yet.
Right, but is it blame? It's so funny because when people ask me that question, I get asked that question as well. Like, especially I'm now 20, I'm about to be 27. I not only am single, I have no kids. Like,
right.
you know, I'm a good catch, I think, God damn it. And it's literally to the point where, and that's my answer. It's never blaming myself. And I don't think women should blame themselves as to why they're single. It's literally the fact that maybe you haven't found somebody who you want to see here. Because I got a nigga right now who's like, right. can you be wifey? And I'm not going to lie. I was completely honest. And I said, I would not cut all my hoes off for you.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God.
Like, I legit, like, if I show you the text message,
but see,
that was my reason.
Like, to me, that doesn't mean you're in a relationship. Like, I don't give a fuck if a dude
well,
got
Well, see, yeah, you open to a guy doing all that. To right. me, I'm not going to lie. There's no way, and we'll discuss this later, when we get into the horrible decision, but there's no way that I'm going to sit here and I would say settle with a guy, regardless of how much he likes me, regardless of how we blend.
Right.
And I feel like I would have to go somewhere else to make up for what he may not do, whether it's financial means, whether it's in the bedroom, whether it's, so if I don't find a nigga, mind you, Lawyer Bay has everything. I would cut everybody off for Lawyer Bay. But if it's a person who I feel like I would step out of a relationship with, or I can't see myself growing with, I'm not gonna settle.
Right.
I'm not in high school anymore, bro.
I don't think it's a bad thing to just have someone for right now.
It's not.
So anyway, this is when I called you freaking out. Next day comes.
Y'all had to listen to this because I had to just. I had to tell her about herself,
bro. But you know what? I needed to be checked. But this is in my defense. You know, we are chilling in the day. We go on another gondola. We're having sex. It's awesome, and we like really thrive. I noticed like together on dates, we have a lot of fun. Going out and doing shit
right.
together. So something that has been an issue in a lot of relationships for me is me giving women attention. Niggas like when you talk to like chicks, they think it's sexy to fuck a girl or have a threesome or whatever, but like the attention I give can be too much. So
yeah, because he knows you're bi, knows that you legit have a girlfriend. And at the end of the day,
well, not anymore, but
right, but not even, but real quick about that, because I do want to for the bisexual individuals listen, because I've been told about myself a lot.
Yeah.
And there's actually a lot of guys who
don't like
have
it.
The insecurity and don't like that you feel like you got to go to a bitch to be pleased, that they can't do it for you.
It's so true. It's, they're like, what is it?
What is
for
so,
sure?
For sure.
I didn't think I was going to do this, but we went to this jazz club. We're chilling. We're having a good time. And he there's a few things that let me that I think made me freak out when I called you, because I realized there were things I liked about him a lot that I haven't had in a long time. We get to the jazz club and there's a girl sitting next to us. She's young. She's with her friends. Cute as fuck. And I'm feeling her. He goes out, has a cigarette or something, and by the time he comes,
all up in that bitch face.
Yep. And he is not bothered at all. Totally secure, not bothered at all. And by the time he came back, I was like, oh, babe, they just graduated, blah, blah, blah. Let's get them shots. He's like, yeah, okay. Like, doesn't skip a beat. And then I remember, like, looking at him a few times, like, I'm sure he's pissed. Nothing. Nothing changed in his face. He just knows who the fuck I am, which
right.
is strange because we just kind of met, right? A few
right.
months ago. Another thing happened that I really liked. I didn't realize how in my personal life, I'm really dominant. Whether it's work, I take care of my family. Clearly. I handle everything on my
Conversations,
own.
Goddamn. Yeah. If you in a room, everybody got to know you. Gotcha.
And I hate to bring it to money, but it is what it is. I'm just going to say it. He wouldn't let me spend like $2 on a gelato.
That's not a bad thing.
Right. But I loved how fucking manly it was. Like when we got to the jazz club, the tab was like $100. I paid it while I like snuck around and paid it. And he almost got mad.
It's so funny though. But you're dominant in everything in life.
Thing
which is
I could pay.
But this is why you even love being submissive.
In the casino, right? Like we were heading to the casino. I was about to take money out. And he was like, no. Like, I mean, every fucking thing I wanted to do on my own, whether it was buy something for myself, like, I don't know. And as much as I love to be independent, I cannot tell you it did not turn me on how assertive he was.
I love that shit.
That shit turned me the fuck on. I think that's what I've been missing with bitches.
That shit.
And it's not the money. It's like something about the dominance with it, like letting someone know that they have to take care of you.
But what's crazy is you're acting like this is something new that you're saying. Bitch, we didn't heard about I'm you not- being put on a leash. We know that your ass really submissive in real life. Like
men treating me to nice things doesn't have to do with submission, though.
Girl.
It doesn't at all. And that's the fucked up thing. See, I've dated dudes with money before. Like this, probably with more money, whatever, right?
Right.
But there's something about the assertiveness with this.
He just lets you know, bitch, you're not going to pull out your debit card on
and
my
that shit
ass.
Is fucking sexy.
It is.
So
it
is. Anyway, the last day, I got so fucking sick, right? And he was supposed to take me to the opera. All we could do is sit in bed. And dude was not pissed at all. I'm talking about like super chill.
Didn't make me. Opera.
No, he wanted to see it too. Well, like,
who gives a fuck about opera?
The point is, like, I thought that he was gonna guilt trip me a little bit for like I got dressed. I got super sick in this fucking restaurant. I didn't tell him, but he'll probably find out now. We were in this fucking nice ass, like, you know, outdoor like patio shit, having fucking champagne again and eating all this nice shit. And I was like, oh, I'll be right back. I was in the bathroom like
there was egg in something.
No, bitch, I was so sick. I got a crazy flu.
Yeah, well, for you guys who don't know, this bitch is all around allergic as fuck to eggs. Like when we go out anywhere, it's like, oh, please make sure there's no eggs. No eggs, no mayo, no anything with fucking eggs. Do not have it.
So
please.
It was a great trip. We gave each other space, you know, sometimes he'd sleep, I'd read my book. Like we were chilling. It was great. And I like him a lot. And I think we're going to see each other again in like a month. I'm going to go back to Europe where he's working. Anyway, sounds so fancy. When I called Mandy to freak out, I asked him after he asked me why I was single. I said, oh, why are you single? Because just throwing the question back. And this motherfucker said, after 3 days of fucking romance and champagne and pussy and spoiling, oh, because I don't want a girlfriend. And then I realized that I probably choose the wrong man. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. And I was having a heart attack because I told Mandy, now when someone tells you that after you've spent so much time together, I think it put this gray area around my feelings.
Mind
you, it just gave me this cap on how I can feel for you. Like, can't push it past here because it...
But this is also a thing, too, and I feel like a lot of women do this. They're in a position where they're having fun. They meet a guy. The sex is cool. I just really like... And then they get in their feelings. And then at one time, they weren't pushing a title because it was just fun. And then when they get in their feelings, they expect the guy to be exactly on the same page as them at that same exact point. And it's just like...
No, it was my fault.
But see, don't even blame yourself on that. It's literally with any guy that you're dealing with. And I've
dealt with this plenty of times. I'm sure this has happened to women all the time.
To plenty of women. But you can't sit here and blame yourself. At that point, it's up to you. Are you cool with still remaining as what you guys are and let it go from there? But let me ask you a question. Do you feel like now you're just waiting on him to sort of quote unquote pop the question? Like, hey, can you be my girlfriend? Like, is that... Do you feel like that's what
not
you're waiting
all.
On now?
Like, at first I was upset because I was like, wow, I'm not fucking anybody else. And all, I mean, because you think
bitch,
everything.
You got to. Bitch, he's still gone for a minute, bitch.
Well,
you
listen,
about to start
I told him tonight.
Somebody.
We was on FaceTime. I'm like, look, I can't hold my pussy this long. So when am I going to see
not
you?
Not hold your pussy.
And he said, well, I will look at flights and I'll get back to you. And I said, I know that's right.
I know that's
so
right.
So to me, I mean, you know what it is? It's like I'm his girlfriend, but he's single.
Yeah. Which I think a lot of girls do that, actually. They sit here and they are exclusive
you know
to
what?
Someone who's not exclusive to them.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. At first, like I said, I needed it. I don't need it. I think I'm just getting older. I'm getting more maternal. I know in a few years I want kids and a man. And so to me, if I'm having a good time or spending time with someone, it has to mean something.
Right.
I don't know if he'll be in my life in a year from now. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. But I really like what we have. We have great chemistry. We have a really good connection. And I'm just, we're going to take it like whatever. I'm not going to put pressure on it. But I'm not going to be unopen to the possibilities of, you know, somebody that is going to take me serious. But right. for right now, I'm not actively looking for men like I was. I'm super satisfied.
That's super cute.
Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. If I found someone that was like, oh my God, you're amazing, let's get married, blah, I don't know. Would I go for it? Maybe. But the thing is, I'm just not looking. I really don't want anybody else. I like what I have going on.
Things fall in your lap when you're not looking anyways.
Yeah. And honestly, the friendship that we have is really fun too. I asked him a lot of investing questions, right? As an entrepreneur, things like that about my money or what I should do at work. And we're getting more personal on that level. And I think maybe bringing him more into my personal life maybe makes me feel like, oh, well, if you're not doing it for me, is something wrong? But that's what I choose to do. I can't push him to do nothing. I don't think I am. But not like weird. And it's almost like he's my homeboy sometimes. I sent him a picture of a bitch today that you posted, the thick chick. I said, you fucking or not?
Man, so I posted this bit on my Instagram today. And mind you, we've talked about this before. I like girls. Weezy likes girls. But Weezy likes them slim. I like them Amazonian. And this bitch is thick as fuck. I was like, man, I'll tear that ass.
I asked him. I said, you swiping left to right. He's like, I think right.
Like, she's so fine to me.
What's her Instagram so everybody can look?
Kelly Morin, I believe the name is.
We'll spell it out for you guys. Let me get to the sex and get out my goddamn feelings.
Hold on. Let me tell you the name. So y'all gotta follow her. It's Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-E, Morin, Moran.
Maureen?
Morin, I don't know. M-O-R-A-N. So it's K-E-L-L-E-E, M-O-R-A-N. I don't know, but she fine as fuck. Bitch can rot my face.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't give a fuck. She's just a little too.
She's a plus size model.
I need the plus size. Like,
yeah,
I
she's definitely plus size. But, I mean, she fine. But I don't she's gorgeous. I don't give a fuck. Like, bro, she's thick as fuck. Like, is bottom heavy. But her stomach flat. She got little titties, little arms. How she big, bro?
Okay.
Fine to me. No, she body shaming me.
I am not. Dude, don't do this to me.
That's fine. It's
cool. Don't do this
You're
right
little.
Now.
It's fine.
Whatever.
You got it, bitch. So let me tell you. Thick bitch, stand up.
There's some disgusting shit that I realize I like, and it's really nasty, but he knows it, and he be feeding into the shit, so I just be like, okay.
Is this leading into our kink of the week?
It will. So, few nasty things we did. I realize I like to be fed. Semen?
Wait, one moment.
Not like in a spoon, bro.
Oh, no, I need to break this down real quick, okay?
Okay, so.
Wait. Because I'm about to ask you some motherfucking questions on this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, let me ask you if it's similar to this real quick, because I have a guy who wanted to do this. So, I want to know if this is something you would do, apparently, since you like being fed semen. He wanted me to, like, come in a, because he made me squirt. He wanted me to come in a cup.
I remember this story with Ciroc.
Mix it with Ciroc and drink it. Is that what you're? No. Like,
used the wrong word.
Would you mix semen with Ciroc?
No.
Well, you don't even like Ciroc.
Yeah, I do.
Would you mix it with?
Talk about where the bleep comes. So when I said fed, maybe I used the word that was too literal, but
please.
So whatever.
Explain.
Let me just say, so we making love like mad love the whole time. Wait, just let me get to it.
Get to it.
So
bitch.
We've been like, every sex we had was mad sweet. And I was like, yo, I need you to fuck me like a hoe. He was like, oh yeah? He was like, yeah.
I love being fucked like a slut, bitch.
Right. Ooh. And I'd be saying, I won't fuck me like a dirty little slut. So anyway, he comes, right? And like, let's say he comes on my face, maybe if something gets on my chest. I'll look at it. Then he fucking takes his hand
and wipes it up and puts it in your mouth.
Like, literally, I get every single drop off of his fucking fingers and his hands. And we were having, like, FaceTime sex, so to speak, like, this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he came hand, and I was I want to see it. I was like, I want to see it. And he was, like, in his fingers, and I was looking
and then
at
what?
It. And I was, bitch, I was about to lick the screen. What you mean?
Oh, see, I'm nasty. I'll sit here and be like, can you lick it for me since I'm not there? I be having my niggas lick their own cum and shit. I'm nasty
I'm
as fuck.
Into that yet, but I could be.
The sound guy looking
oh my
crazy.
God, I gotta show you this fucking hot ass video
like,
of me sucking
oh,
his
you're
dick.
Making it go to waste. I already know, what, Dominic Santos?
No, me sucking his dick.
Oh, I thought you just said
a bitch. Oh, so like mind. We had this fucking hot ass sex on the balcony. This was night. He fucked me in the ass. But oh shit, that was when we were outside. Sorry.
I'm gonna need you to get
look
your
look how cute I am. Look at this little outfit I got.
I really don't want to. She's really.
I was great, right,
bro? You why are you not using any of your hands though?
Can you wait for the build up, bitch? I was on my knees.
But I want to.
I was being submissive.
Oh, his dick is actually a very good size. Right? You know I don't fuck white guys, so that's a big dick.
Yo, he loved the hand shit, though.
I was about to say, bro, did you put both hands? Yes, bitch, put both hands on the dick.
See?
I'm proud of you, bitch. I'm proud of you, bitch.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. My friend put two hands on it.
Bitch. Every bitch, time. Bitch,
hello.
Like, and it, literally, if I feel like when he gets tired of fucking, like, I just get two hands. I'll be like, I know this is going to make him come.
Oh, my
sorry,
God.
Sorry, other way. So anyway, that was the night I got fucked in the ass, but I've been like really like being fed cum. Like it's fucking dirty and nasty and I love it.
You want some Hennessy?
No, I don't. Okay. Because I fuck white boys.
Okay, bitch.
So the ass fucking, bro. Like, first of all, you know we use the Wee Vibe, right?
Right, right.
So I bring the Wee Vibe with me. And you know the Wee Vibe has two inserts. So it can either go in your pussy and be on your clit, or it can go in your pussy and be in your ass. So mm-hmm. He sticks it in my pussy, puts it on the clit, sticks his dick in my pussy with the Wee Vibe. Bro, the shit was crazy. And then once I got like super crazy wet, started fucking me in the ass. Now, my anal virginity, you guys, got taken on my back. He wanted me to be.
Shit. Yeah. That's hardcore.
Well, no.
I'm not even going
to
lie.
It's to me, because he was saying if you're bent over, it's probably going to be too much.
Well, no. Like, when I first had anal sex, I was on my side. And he like.
We tried it like that, but it wasn't working.
He went in that way. And then all the other times that I've done it, Jesus, that sounded like a lot. I'm not. Let me not say all the other times I had a dick in my ass.
The rest of the 364 days a year, I do it on my knees.
No, I'll actually just lay flat. Like, I'll lay flat and have my...
Gotcha. You know what I mean? Your stomach.
Yeah, I'm not fucking doing doggy style with a dick
so
in my
ass.
Why,
like, so
that's
why... So he wanted me to be on top, but like...
Did he think you were a fucking pro?
No, he was saying that way you know how much you want to put in.
Bitch, the head. Bitch, I'd stop at the motherfucking head.
But now you
head.
See he got a thick ass dick.
Oh, that dick. Bitch, that was your first... Girl.
So listen.
When 24/7 put that dick in my ass, I just... Because it's so good and I tell him, yeah, he could do it. I told you he could get whatever he wants. Bitch, I'd be almost crying, but I can't let him know. I'd be like... Bitch, I be telling him to just come. Like, you ready? Like, bitch, I be in pain, but I just let him do whatever he want to do to me, goddamn.
I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't in pain until he hit one little, it was that sphincter, bitch. He got a little too far.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah! And he was like, oh, all right. But, I mean, dude, I really fucking enjoyed it. And so he, like, wanted me to tell him over and over where his dick was at.
It's in my ass. I think it's a mental thing because... Let me not say I've had guys, but
you have.
The times that I've had anal sex.
Oh, that's a great segue.
The times that I have had anal sex, the guys are like, well, hold on, am I in? Like, let me know where I'm at. You're in my ass. And that shit be hurting. But I'd be like, nigga, you know where you at. Like, hurry up. Does it feel good? All right, back to my pussy.
Oh, my God, dude.
Or just come already. Like,
I don't mind the dirty talk. I like it. He says,
you
like,
know,
he
I love talking.
Be. He told me today, like, yo, you come out here in a month? Like, we fucking in the ass, bro.
Ooh.
And I was like,
bitch, he bought that ticket to goddamn Italy. You know, if you get on a passport stamp flight, bitch, you getting fucked in the ass.
He said to me, you did a little bit last time, but, you know, you were a champ for me. But, but bitch, it's going down. This is butt sex territory. Anyway, yeah, the anal sex was great. I loved it. I fucking came from it. And I asked for it every single time. It wasn't even like, he was like, oh, you ready?
So can I ask you for our listeners who may have not had anal sex but are thinking of venturing into it, did you do any preps?
Oh,
like, did you, like,
okay, I was fucking my own ass, like, with different type of dilators and butt plugs before I got to Italy. Like, I was getting ready for that.
Okay. Did you eat that day? Did you do any type of enema?
Let me tell you what was so funny. When we were done fucking, he said, and it was so clean, babe. I don't even know if he remembers that shit, but I did, because I took it like a fucking compliment. So let me tell you what I did. I did eat that day, but like, I didn't eat anything that I knew would like fuck
that
me
would
up
fuck
later.
Your stomach up.
So right
bitch,
before
cheese
I knew,
and crackers, bitch. Cheese
I
and crackers.
I stuck my fingers in my ass and like made sure like my ass was super clean. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I got off the dick, like, I was like staring at it like, is anything in her?
Yeah, that's so embarrassing.
But I'm just gonna say it. I made a joke on a few episodes ago. If you ever didn't ass to mouth.
Wait, after he took it out your ass, you put it in your mouth? Oh, you're filthy.
Wait.
Bitch, I ain't never even did that shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know even... this part out.
No, this is staying on the fucking show, bitch. Dude, you sat here and told everyone I fucked a fucking
he
was gay porn star. Like, no, bitch. We're keeping this shit on the motherfucking show.
In my own goddamn defense, okay? It was part of the role play. He was like, yeah, you're a fucking little slut. And he took it out of my ass. He was like, come taste your ass. It,
that is disgusting. Okay.
They do it in porn.
Boris,
is it nasty?
Bruh, so I
hold
guess,
on, bitch. Let me back up. It was the last night. We had just left the casino.
Oh,
here she's
gonna make all the excuses.
You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't in my right mind.
Did ass dick taste better than condom dick?
It didn't taste like anything. Dude, I was super clean.
Oh, check you out.
It tasted like lemon verbena.
Bitch, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, and the final scene. Let me, I'm gonna turn the sound down because you could hear the
voice. Oh my God.
I'm trying to guess. You know what I'm saying? But so. I was telling him, like, something I really wanted to do was fuck somewhere in the street. I don't know why, but, like...
Well, can we get... Before you go
yeah,
into
yeah.
this...
Yeah, I'm going to go into it, and then we'll get into the kink. So, if this was total... Bro, we're out after the jazz club, fucked up. It's... We're just going in these different little canals and streets or whatever. So, I was, like, starting to touch him, and he was like, get on your fucking knees. And I was like, okay. So here I am sucking his dick in the Grand Canal of Venice, you know, just fancy and skanky at the same time. And all of a sudden I see some lights going by. And so just to give you, I'm in an alley away from the street, but that doesn't mean that there's not water on the other side.
Okay.
So I'm by the water.
All right. If y'all seen the pictures of Venice, ho, she was like by the water.
That's all they're going to say.
So,
bitch, we are right on the cusp. Like, if he pushed back one inch, he'd fall in the water. So, I'm sucking his dick way at the edge because we didn't want to be by the street where people was at.
Right.
And, of course, there is a huge water taxi that I'm going to say was holding maybe 50 people. Oh. Bitch, I was so embarrassed. He has it on video. I haven't seen it yet. But...
You sucking his dick while 50 people pass you.
I think the dick was in my mouth. I was like... like that. It was really bad. Let me show you. It was like...
I am over it.
You are over it, but like, bitch, just...
Like, I think I would like someone watching, but the possibility of 50 people seeing
so
a dick in my mouth?
So jerking his dick. You see that?
Okay.
And then like, oh.
Yeah, get your phone together, bro.
All of a sudden, you can hear me say some shit like, oh my God, is that people?
Wait, real quick, can I... Is he uncircumcised?
Yeah.
Is that an uncircumcised dick?
You don't fuck uncircumcised dicks?
I have not had an uncircumcised dick in so long.
What?
Seriously.
Get your life, bro.
I swear.
First of all, the reason it's so much hotter is like, so when you use two hands and the skin goes
I get that. I get that.
Crazy.
And see, that's
they're
so
way
crazy.
More sensitive.
Yeah, but... I'm just used to sucking circumcised dicks. So when they're uncircumcised... And that extra skin, bro, it like throws off my rhythm of how I suck dick,
bro. I would love to know
dick,
if women
bro.
Are like, because I remember Sex and the City when I was a kid, right? And they were freaking out when Charlotte said she saw an uncircumcised dick. And the dude was so uncomfortable because of her reaction that he went and got circumcised.
You know what's crazy? I've had like two that I can even recall right now in
bitch,
my head.
Out of 750.
Fuck you, bitch. Hasn't been that many, but no, like, and that I really liked, but... They were only, if this makes sense, they were only uncircumcised when they were soft. Because
yeah,
their dicks got, no, their dicks got so big there was no skin.
Yeah, that he wasn't.
I've had skin to where it's just like, oh my God, every time I suck, the skin covers the head and I'm fucking grossed out. And I'm just like.
Okay, I've never seen that much.
No, seriously. And so it just hasn't gone any further than that.
But no, like once
but
it's.
But Lawyer Bay, I believe is.
It's like it pops out of its little.
Ew.
I'm so into this shit.
You're so. It might be a white boy thing because a lot of black guys are circumcised.
Okay,
bro.
Let's scale it back. It's not a white boy thing. Like I read something like 80% of the country, U.S., like is circumcised, and the rest of the world is like 80% is uncircumcised. It's an American culture to be
okay.
like circumcised.
Oh, well, you did, that makes sense. You fuck with foreigners. Makes perfect fucking sense now.
Foreigners.
You fuck foreigners.
You know what, though? That's true. I haven't fucked an American dude in a minute.
You fuck foreigners. So that makes perfect sense why you're out here fucking uncircumcised turtleneck dicks. It makes fucking perfect sense.
Bitch, let me tell you something. If I'm a fuck white boy, I can't do American white boys. Because then they're going to start with the questions. Like, it's not really racist if you say the N-word because...
I mean, I'm not fucking turtleneck dicks. That's well, it. It's fine.
Dude, I mean from Australians to Europeans to... Now I'm taking it too far.
Yeah, you're taking it way too far.
But they're uncircumcised.
So questions. So you had 50 people watching you. So this actually...
An estimate.
So... For any of you guys listening who may feel turned on by this, this is actually a thing. This leads us to our kink of the week.
So
if you guys know, we do kinks of the week every episode. This is where we fucking inform you motherfuckers on some shit you may have not known. So what is it called when you enjoy an audience, I guess, so to speak?
I don't even know if I enjoy the audience. It was strange. Like, so it's called voyeurism. It's the practice of gaining sexual pleasure from watching others.
Ah.
And
so not being watched. We'll have to do that another episode.
Voyeurism, yeah. And so for me, it's strange because I usually like to watch people. Like,
I love watching people.
I could never have sex in like a sex club or something and have people watch me. Like, I couldn't. Or even like in a room, I wouldn't want people to watch me. But
I would.
Something about like the public outdoor sex, like getting caught, I think is what I got turned on at. But with the 50 people, it ended up being a total goddamn show.
No, that's a little bit much.
I feel like I should have gotten paid way more than what. That trip.
Shut the fuck up.
Sir, I was so fucking shy. Bro, I had this hat on. You know that little dyke hat I wear all the time. And I like literally took it and covered my face. I was so scared.
I'm going to burn the hat, guys. I'm going to burn this motherfucking hat. We're going to go to her house. And I'm going to burn the fucking
guys, so.
So I'm actually super into that. It's so odd. I don't know if any of my female followers do it like I do. But I'm clearly single, so I talk to... other men, whether they're single or not single, doesn't fucking matter to me.
Oh my God, bro.
What? I don't care. And it's something.
I talk to whoever I want. They don't need to be.
Talk to whoever the fuck I want. And that's just what the fuck I do. And I don't give a fuck. And so it's something that I do often. I'll like ask them to send me videos of them fucking other girls or having their dick sucked by other girls. And that shit is just sexy
to me. But why am I fucking wrong when I ask Loverboy to do it?
Because you have feelings for him. These niggas, I'm just fucking, bro. I'm just fucking these niggas.
So he's just fucking them hoes.
No,
so
bro. No, bro. It's not the fucking same.
If he's the one who's fucking saying, oh, babe, you got me so horny today, I gotta go fuck this hoe. Okay.
But no, it's different. The niggas who I fuck, I'm just fucking because I enjoy their fucking dick. I'm not emotionally attached. Could I sit here and tell Lawyer Bay to send me a video of him fucking another girl? Absolutely not. Fuck no. And Lawyer Bay is Bay.
I get it. So I get jealous. Don't get me wrong. But yeah. It's like a different kind of jealousy.
No. So if it's a nigga that I'm just having fun with, I'll tell him, like the nigga who I just fucked when I got back from Africa, I told him straight up. I said, whatever other hoes you fucking, put them hoes on hold because I need you ready. Like, I don't need you to just fuck a bitch a couple days before you come fuck me. So I told him, I said, put your hoes on hold. Tell them you got something else going on and that's it. So that's what that is. God damn it. So what we about to do now is get into the horrible decision.
And this week it is women cheating.
So I made a post recently and I
me too. You see my rant.
Girl.
They was mad.
I asked the question as to why women cheat. We got a ton of responses. Most of them were just lacking affection. That they felt like they weren't getting enough attention. There was actually...
Boiled it down into the two reasons I wrote down.
And there was actually another one that dealt with finances, ironically, which we'll get into.
Just read the screen.
The screen say, money and emotions, bitch.
Bro.
Money and emotions. It's literally
dude,
that
dude, because
easy.
I'm going to tell you what it is. Real quick. 60 seconds. Women cheat for emotions because they take more time to think about it. Men, when they cheat, they can make that decision in 20 seconds. You could be in a bathroom, a cute girl walks in, and you're going to fuck the hell.
Am I a man?
And then feel bad. Damn, yeah.
I have to.
Women,
be.
When I've cheated, oh, bitch, I thought about it for weeks. Bitch, I was plotting on that motherfucking dick because I felt so unloved. And you know what? You see the signs. Men see it coming. You stop doing shit. You stop taking around dates. Stop sending them good morning texts. And then we want some other dick. Eventually. You don't give me attention, bro. I'm telling you. At least Loverboy be on it. You know.
And it's so crazy. So that was more emotional as far as the attachment. I actually have a friend of mine. We just had to have this conversation. She's been with this guy a little over 2 years.
Right.
She's now in grad school. And she has a sugar daddy. So we literally talked about this because I'm like, you sitting here, listen, bitch, on the college. So in her eyes, listen to this. In her mind, and we literally had a like probably an hour and a half conversation about this on the phone because I'm just like, bro, you cheating on your nigga. She was like, but I'm not because it's for money. And I was just like, you are having intimate relations.
She's doing it like a business transaction.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, bro, you're literally having sex with someone else for money.
I know this is your friend, and I hate to say this, but when I did my rant, this is what I said. I believe that good women cheat because of emotions, because that's the only thing. It's not, we see fine dudes every day. We get offered dick every day.
Yeah, but
we still don't go for it.
Money is the root of all evil, bro. But I'm going to tell you something.
Only ain't shit bitches is cheating for money. I really believe that.
Bullshit.
I'm going to tell you why. Because you're cheating to gain money. Leave that bum ass nigga.
That's what I told her.
You ain't shit if you out here fucking with a dude who's a fucking bum and can't help you out with a few hundred dollars.
I told her that.
You cheating for money, you ain't shit. Because you're sitting here like, oh, this dude gives me this, but not that. Be by your fucking self.
Okay.
And that's why I'm single. Because I refuse to just be with a regular ass dude that can't do anything else for me.
Absolutely.
No, I'm going to meet somebody that's on my level.
You got it.
So bitch, you fuck for money, you ain't shit.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, but neither is your friend.
Okay, bitch. Well.
She could be smart. Maybe she's book smart, but she dumb because she's still with that dude who can't help her out with shit.
How much is
she getting? Because now I need to know.
She getting a nice amount. I ain't even gonna hold you, bitch.
Okay.
She getting a good amount.
And what's her dude do for? Let's not make it too.
Yeah, let's not make it too personal. Well, speaking of this, you just said what you had to say about her. So I have one of our listeners.
Bitch, I got her shit together. Ain't fucking nobody for money. She'll leave your ass.
Oh, I already know that's right. But you gotta pause because, bitch, you might have some of this goddamn advice for one of our listeners.
Oh boy, here go.
So when I posted this on Instagram, I told our listeners to please send in any stories if they have any stories about being cheated on. And so this is the email that we received. Again, guys, if you guys want to listen to your story or have us give you advice on our show, you're more than welcome to email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com and we will read your stories on the air. So Weezy, you gotta listen to this, bitch.
Okay.
Because, bitch, I ain't even gonna hold you.
Don't hold me, though.
I want her to keep listening, but we gonna be honest, bitch. Okay?
I'm about it.
So, hi ladies. I absolutely fucking love your show. I'm a woman in my early 30s, currently cheating on my significant other. So here's the backstory. I'll try to keep it short. Oh, I have been with my children's father since I was 20 years old. He's 17 years older than I am.
And so what is he, 50?
Do the math. He's
early 30s?
She's in 17
years older?
17
early?
Years yeah, old. Yeah, at least close to 50.
50? Okay.
And we have been together for 11 and a half years now.
He can't get it up.
Hold on. We have three children together, and I have one child from a previous relationship. So, okay. For the first 7 years, everything was great until I found out he was married.
Excuse me? The first what years?
7 and a half years. Hold on. Girl, after that, the respect and the love went out the window. I didn't look at him the same, and everything that came out of his mouth,
I couldn't believe. It must have been just legally.
Bitch, I don't know.
Siete, bitch? That's
siete,
a
bitch.
Long time.
Bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bitch, that's two hands.
Bitch. Right. So hold on. And so she couldn't believe anything out of his mouth. In 2014, I left him for another man.
I know you did.
Hold on, but this the kicker. Hold on. I lost my place. Hold on. Okay. Apparently he still does not know to this day. But after a year and a half, I had some financial struggles and decided to go back to him. Girl.
But she said went back to him.
So she went back for money. But now, the first few months were okay, but then he started holding back on sex. It went from 3 times a week to 2x a month. Then for the last 15 months now, which, bitch, if you do the math, is a year and 3 months, they've had no sex.
Whoa!
I have done everything from dry humping him to walking in front of him naked.
Taken care of?
Bitch.
I get it.
I have done everything from dry humping him to walking in front of him naked, but to no avail. I asked him a few months ago if he's catching blue balls since he hasn't been releasing anything. And his response to me was he was waiting until our wedding. Now, mind you, I said this is my significant other and we've been together for over 11 years with 3 kids and still not married. At this point, I don't even want to get married. If you can look at me for 7 years knowing that you are married to someone else, I'm just completely turned off. Clearly not, because bitch, you right back with him. I never condone cheating. I never condone cheating, but now I understand why most girls do it. It's not the best feeling in the world to feel unwanted by your partner. Bitch, she got emotions and financial woes. Bitch, she got both kickers. Everyone tells me.
Yo, Mandy, bitch, with the fucking side comments. Bro, can you finish the question?
Everyone tells me I should just leave and go find someone else, but it's hard financially at the moment, and it's even harder when there's kids involved. At least in my situation. Love, lying, cheating whore who really doesn't feel that
I
bad about it.
I love her. Who really don't feel that bad about it.
Who really don't feel that bad about it.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now. Please. You just said that you don't usually don't condone cheating. Then let's just start with the facts. Sex is such a huge part of a relationship. And I feel like you're going to get great sex with someone else. And then what's going to happen to you? What happened with me with Loverboy? Bit dick me down and look at me now. Done deleted the Tinder. So you get emotional. After you're getting fucked so good, eventually it's going to start turning into something else. And then it's going to ruin the relationship at home. Don't even waste your time and get married.
It's so funny. Real quick. Pause on that.
I don't think it makes sense
Of course not. And it's so funny that.
Why even cheat?
I don't know if you guys listened to the last episode with Tahoe, but we talked about dating broke. And to me, to have so much focus on this man, this relationship, this person
this
that you've been with.
This is not dating broke that she's doing, right?
However. Absolutely, because you're only with this man because financially you can't survive on your own.
The only reason I'm gonna cut, like, because I know I said, you know, bitches ain't shit who's cheating for money or whatever, but she got three kids, so I can understand that it's like you have way more of a burden. I'm only speaking for women that take care of themselves with no children. I think,
right?
I don't know what I would do. Clearly, I don't know what I would do with kids. I don't want to ever speak for somebody that's got another person to take care
and
of.
And I done took Plan B with millionaires, so bitch, it ain't even about
Who? I don't care how much money.
Bitch, me neither. Sure. No kids. I ain't trying to do it.
Loverboy said something to me like, "What if you got pregnant?" And I was like,
Plan B.
He was like, "But you know, I would take care."
It doesn't matter. I'm pro-choice. Bitch, pro-choice over here.
I'm gonna be proud of this baby. I don't give a fuck.
I need a ring.
See, I can take care of a baby, which is why you telling me you could take care of a baby is. So I understand women
have to choose, do your thing, bro.
Choose
between
strippers
that
are moms. No, I fuck with you. I get it. Do your thing. So, I don't know. I'll be honest. Unless you decided, because you have three kids, so now you have to think beyond yourself.
I'm curious
and your sexual
to know if
needs,
still
right?
Married.
So this is what I'm. No, they're about to get married. It's probably not. But I'm thinking is, you've got three kids. You obviously want to think of family first before your own pleasure, right? Because, I mean, that weighs more.
Right.
If you made an arrangement with him, then, yeah, I would say do it. But if you were lying and cheating, you're going to end up hurting your kids in the end anyway.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't know. I don't see the point. I just think, I don't like
the
lying.
It's so weird because,
it's so annoying
but
to cheat.
My other friend did the same thing. She was dating somebody, and I'm not going to be too in detailed with this friend, but she was dating someone as well. And when she wasn't with him, she also had a sugar daddy on the side. And so what's crazy to me, and it's something that I tell guys as well, I'm not going to lie, bitch, I got a nigga paying my rent. So I ain't even going to hold you, bitch. But I tell the nigga, as soon as I get a boyfriend, we can't continue with what we're doing. And to me, I don't see how women could sit here and get into a relationship and that person is not everything that you want in somebody. And to me, if you can't financially take care of yourself and you need a man to take care of you, there's no reason why you shouldn't be with the man that can't take care of you either. It just doesn't make sense to me. You know what I mean?
And the only reason I'm giving her a little bit is three. I just can't imagine having three kids. Bitch, I can't imagine having a dog.
I can't imagine
right
having
now.
A lizard. Bitch, my lizard, I had a lizard named Durant when I lived in Miami.
Oh my
and
God,
bitch, I traveled so much.
Did he
I
die?
Came back and he did. He died.
Man, he Man, died. He,
oh my God, Durant died and I had to put him in a Steve Bannon shoebox. And I, bitch, I buried him down at the bottom of my condo. Like, bye, Durant.
No shit.
And if you guys, if for any of you guys who know, I had a sports blog. And so actually growing up, I was so into sports that all of our pets were named after animals. So I had like three rabbits named T-Mac, Armstrong, and Iverson. Our dog.
You ain't fucking none of them.
No, girl, I wasn't old enough back then. Bitch, I was underage. I named our dog Nugget because I was obsessed with Carmelo Anthony. I was obsessed with Carmelo Anthony for the longest time. And my heart was crushed when he married Lala. But I was obsessed with him. But yeah, so Girl, if I can't even keep a lizard alive, goddamn no, I ain't shooting out a baby out my pussy and got to keep that bitch alive too. Goddamn.
Dude, three kids is a lot. So I don't know. I mean.
But to me, I think people need to focus.
I feel like me and you are inadequate on giving advice on this one. Honestly, because I don't know her financial situation, and I'm not going to say for your pride taking three kids out, because I don't know what I would do, bitch.
But, me neither. We don't have kids.
I mean, I'm assuming with three children and a man who's got decent, you know, who's affluent, that you would have child support. So I don't understand how you wouldn't be able to take care of yourself and three kids if you have a job with child support.
You'd be surprised. Like, depending on what his money is, and if his money, and I know this just from growing up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I understand up, that you, she can get a little
Section
bit.
Section 8, I grew up on child support. I grew up with food stamps. Like, yeah. That was my upbringing. And shit.
But they don't have a wedding.
No,
I mean,
no,
all that,
but
so.
My mama had to take my daddy to court. Because he wasn't paying enough. And because only two out of three of us were his, he was only paying for two of us. Mm. And if I'm not mistaken, my mom may have gotten $200 apiece for us. And she ended up, as we got older, having to go to court to take him back for more child support.
I was just under the assumption, because she said no, she's with him, like, for money, that he has it. But I mean, like I said, I'm not into the lying. I don't believe in lying. And I do believe what comes to the dark comes to the light. What's done in the dark comes to light. I wouldn't cheat. But I would suggest maybe having an arrangement, putting it on the table. Honestly, at that age,
seeking,
I'm not trying to be shitty, but
arrangement.
Like, deadass, he might not give a fuck. Like, whatever. You gotta, like, seeking, he might not care. He obviously doesn't have a sexual craving. Not seeking arrangement. She has the money. She wants sex.
To me, I'm not even gonna hold you. The fact that he's saying that, I'm sure he's getting pussy elsewhere.
I was thinking that too.
I'm definitely convinced he's cheating. So, bitch, go out and get some dick.
No. Okay, okay, I don't want to say that, because let me just stop. If he's, when niggas are cheating, they'll still fuck you.
Okay. Not if who he out with there with is.
Bro,
that's
no.
That's a long time to,
listen,
not have sex with
someone.
Listen,
I had an ex that I lived with. We all know he was trash.
Okay, well, listen.
And cheated on me all the time, but he still came home one pussy.
Okay, well, I'm just going to assume he had an outbreak that still hasn't gone away. That's the only reason why niggas ain't fucking, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Fair.
Right?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, now we're speculating.
Okay,
I think
we
he just
speculate.
Don't want no pussy. I just really think
maybe
he don't.
He's not that into her
bitch,
anymore.
She just get.
I think it's something that, ooh, where they really need to have that discussion. The same way.
Is there a sexual connection?
Well, the same way the last listener was like, my boyfriend won't give
but
me
you know
head.
What? I think,
like,
I really believe in marrying for the benefits too. Like, if there's a partnership and you're, you know, with someone.
Fuck
and
marrying. I believe having a relationship for all benefits.
No. She got three kids. Stop. She got three fucking kids. So I'm going to say I believe in marrying for the benefits. And they all his. Marry for the benefits.
No, one is not his.
Oh, well, whatever. It's been long enough. 11 years. That motherfucker is. So, like I said, I think that you should talk
so
to him about having an open,
bitch,
relationship.
You've been fucking with Loverboy for goddamn 2.5 months. And he damn near the boyfriend in everybody else's head. And she been with this nigga for 11 years. Bitch, that's the husband. And you don't fuck a wedding. That's the husband already.
It's been like 4 months.
Man, no, bro. The show hasn't even been on for 4 months.
I don't have a fucking boyfriend. I'm single
y'all
and mingling.
Y'all see what I talk about with that time? Y'all see what I talk about? We ain't even had the show on for 4 months. And she said she been fucking with him for 4 months. No,
June,
bitch.
4 months.
Bitch, no.
March.
No, bro. We started the show March 21st. I looked at our stats. So that's damn near April, bro. Chill out. Anyways, guys.
Fucking cunt.
She fucking hates me. Anyways.
Stop putting a clock on my pussy.
I don't even want to fuck you. Calm down. Anyways, guys. I want to say that I'm actually excited that we just had an episode with just us two. Also, if you guys want us to interview anybody, please
tag
hit
them.
Us, you know, tag them, hit us up on our Instagrams or our email. You can go ahead and follow us on our Instagram page at @horrible_decisions. And you can always find my ass, literally, on Instagram at @FullCorePumps. And where can they find your ass at?
Weezy WTF on Instagram. And stop DMing me your dicks. Thanks.
Oh, you're getting them too?
Dude,
it's fucking terrible. Fucking
terrible. They're trash dicks.
We don't want to see unsolicited dicks. They're
I thought you were going to say uncircumcised. I was going to say hold it. I will.
Unsolicited. Anyways, guys, I hope that you enjoy being caught up with our travels, our lives, and everything else. Sugar and spice and everything nice. And
oh, let's say something nice.
Say something nice.
You go first.
Don't
talk about my ass.
I will not.
My asshole.
Okay, well, something nice. I'm actually really glad that we no longer have to have conversations about how you only been fucked with the head of a dick, that you now have had the shaft in your ass.
Oh,
I am so
God.
Proud of
I'm
you.
I'm like my mom. Yes, but not deep. But no, I haven't.
Well, now you have.
Bitch,
so
if a
I'm
dick
proud.
Accidentally.
It doesn't matter. I'm proud of you at this point. You've had a whole shaft in your ass. So congrats.
It wasn't the whole dick. It was half. But just wait till part two.
We fucking go.
Okay, now your turn to say something nice.
I think that it's great that the other night you just cuddled with that guy. Because I'm... Mandy was out with this dude that she was like really feeling, and she's like, you know what? I don't know if I want to fuck him because I'm just not sure yet. And I just want to give you kudos because like you think like a man, and I really believe you were probably horny rubbing up on
the thing. No, it's only because I had fucked that night. Well, I fucked that morning before I went to work. Why are you saying that?
I was going to keep that between us.
Oh, my bad. I had fucked that morning, so I wasn't. All right,
well,
fuck
then him. I can't give you credit anymore because you just couldn't use that pussy twice in a row.
But I did cuddle with him. I did good.
Well, that's a nice thing. So.
Anyways, I fucking hate you. Anyways, guys, this has been another episode of Horrible Decisions. See you guys on the flip side.